I want to talk sermon preparation about, I got a little thing I just called a sermon prep checklist. Amen. A sermon prep checklist. There's some things that you ought to be aware of when preparing your sermon. These things, I called it A because it's not everything, but it's just some things. But these are essential to a solid sermon. Essential. First thing is this. Your sermon should be prayerfully prepared. It should be prayerfully prepared. Prayer is the number one indicator that you're dependent on God and not on yourself. You don't just need to go to God for him to guide you on what to talk about, but what to say, what words to use, references, illustrations, what to talk about, what not to talk about. You need to ask God to lead you. Have God ever told you, don't say this, don't say that? You know, I think I told this before. There's a couple in my church that was struggling with fertility issues, and what was on my schedule to preach during that particular Sunday was Hannah.
All right, come on.
And the Lord told me, no, don't preach that. Because I'm prayerful. Prayerful in your preparation. Amen?
All right.
Do you believe that the Lord knows what your people need? You may think you know, but you don't know. Only the Lord knows. And only the Lord can guide you. Prayerfully prepare your sermon. Secondly, your sermon should be well thought out. Well thought out. Now, I don't know any better way to have a well thought out sermon than to write it down. At the bottom here, you see I have a quote. I believe it's, I can't call the preacher's name right now, but it says, think yourself empty, read yourself full, write yourself clear. Pray yourself hot and go preach Jesus. Amen. That's at the bottom of almost everyone I do. Amen. Now, you writing allows you to really work that thing out. It allows you to work it out. I know some people don't like to do that, but I'm just telling you. I'm just giving. Now, I used to be one that didn't like to do that. Amen. But I was helped by some older preachers. First, my pastor told me, because I was making fun of preachers who write their stuff and read it. And my pastor told me, say, well, son, I do all of it. I write, I manuscript it, I outline it. Sometimes I'm extemporaneous, you know. He said, I do it all. I'm versatile, you know. And so that made me rethink it. Then an old fella told me this. He said, man, whatever God wanted to preserve, he wrote it down. I said, Lord have mercy. And so that caused me to write more and to enjoy writing more. And it helps you because it allows you to archive your stuff. It allows you to leave a legacy of writing. Amen. A whole lot of stuff we don't have in our history, African American history, because we couldn't write. And now we have the privilege of writing. We need to write. Amen. we need to write. So that'll help you to have a well thought out sermon. Number three, start your sermon prep early in the week. Early in the week. What do you mean by early? I mean Sunday night or Monday morning. By Sunday night or Monday, and I don't like to do much on Monday. I try to have Monday as my off day, but the one thing I make sure that I do by Monday, and if I haven't done it by Sunday night, I do it on Monday, and that's read through my text for next week. At least that. At least that, because I want to think about that all week long. I want to think about it. I want to get ahead of the game. Amen. Then you never really know what the week going to bring. You wait too long and you wonder why you ran out of time. You got it. And so that gives you the advantage. And then that flows into the next point. Point number four, in your sermon prep, concentrate on what's difficult for you. Concentrate on what's difficult. We tend to rely on our strengths rather than work on our weaknesses. Difficulties may be stating your points concisely. You know, you need, sometimes we like to do alliterations and all that. Yeah. You got to look up words and all this. And you want to state or how you say it. You want to make sure that you can state it concisely. And then it may be I struggle with illustrations. I've told y'all that before, coming up with illustrations. So I have all week long to think about coming up with illustrations. Some folks struggle with titles. I want to figure out a good title. Some folks struggle with time management in their sermons. So you have time when you start early to make sure that you can focus on those things which you have difficulty with.
Amen.
Number five, your sermon should be well put together. Well put together. Your sermon really should be a small readable book or essay. It really should be that. Many great sermons become books. Why? Because they are well crafted. Amen. They're well crafted. And when they're well crafted, you know, and you presented your point so well, they want expansion on that. And so many of the books, some of these preachers that write all these books, the reason they can write all those books is because people write them for them. They have what they call ghostwriters who can take well-crafted sermons and easily turn them into a book. And so your sermon should be well put together. You need to be able to identify your intro, where it begins and where it ends. My introduction. Where the body begins, where it ends. My conclusion, right? Thesis statement. Okay, what am I talking about? Right? And what about that? Right? Transitions. You ever think about that? Moving from intro to body. How do you transition? State. So all that stuff can be thought through and thought out and worked out so that it's well put together. Well put together. So then your sermon, number six, ought to be easy to follow. Your listeners should be able to easily follow you. You should have points where people can have a sense of progression as you're moving through your sermon. Sometimes they don't know whether you still on the first point or on the next point, whether you said one thing, whether you said three things, or they don't know. And so you have to give them something to hang their hat on.
Right?
Give them something to hang their hat on. And then points, they bring interest. When you have good points and they're stated well and they're worked out well, they pique interest as you move through your work. Now, number seven, your sermon should be Bible based. Yes, sir. There was a. You need. Let me just say this because I wrote it down. You need to preach the Bible. People need the Word of God. They need what comes from God, not come from you. Not philosophy. Not politics. Not self help. Not inspirational prep talks. Amen. there was a little fellow that I invited to preach. This is when I was young, and they had been talking about how he could preach and how, you know, and you know, of course, I always been raised to preach the word, preach the Bible, taught to preach the Bible. And this little fellow came, and he crafted his sermon as a baseball game. And talked about love was on first base, and hope was on second base, and peace was on third base, and home base was joy. And I never did get to the Bible. Never did get there. Amen. Amen. Preach the word of God. Preach the Bible. Number eight, your sermon should be theologically sound. Most fellas who can't preach, they can't preach because they don't know theology. You have to be able to conjugate the whole Bible. Because it all go together. All truth runs parallel. No intersection, no contradictions. That Bible all agrees with itself from Genesis to Revelation. Too often, a sermon is simply not faithful to the character and nature of God. Yeah, not faithful to character and nature of God. If your interpretation of a passage or a verse compromises the character and nature of God, that is his perfections, his attributes, you may call it. Amen. Your interpretation is an error. You're dead wrong. I was in a tithing debate, and one of the things that the fellow, formal debate, and one of the things that the fellow was arguing was that, you know, of course, grace giving, they call it. That's those that oppose tithing, grace giving. And you just give, you know, out of your heart. Yeah. And one of the things I argued was this. Where in the Bible does God ever leave anything up to you? That's just not him. The another thing he argued was this. He said, well, you know, we look at everything, and after we, you know, after you pay all your bills and pay your car note and pay all that kind of stuff, he says, then whatever you got left, what are you doing with that? That's what you give to God for. I say, where can you find a God like that in the Bible? He wants the first, the finest. Amen. He want priority. Amen. And so we got to understand who God is. You'll never preach right until you understand who God is. Never contradict that. His omniscience, his omnipotence, his immutability, his aseity, all of those things don't contradict who God is. I could stay there all day. Amen. And then your sermon should be Christ-centered. Christ-centered. Your congregation should understand that preaching is about Jesus. They don't understand anything else. They should know that if declaring Jesus is not the aim of the sermon, it's not biblical preaching. God bless you.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Thank you.